Girl Who Touched the Stars, written and read by Bonnie Hancock. Word of the global COVID-19 pandemic first spread on the Gold Coast as some sort of joke. We thought of COVID as a bizarre happening on the other side of the world and considered ourselves safe within our bubble of golden beaches, busy cafes, and Friday night pizza shop lines. But in March 2020, that all changed. A visitor to the Queensland Surf Life Saving Titles tested positive, and all athletes, officials, and attendees were advised to get tested immediately. The surf life saving community was abuzz with talk that the highlight of the competition calendar, the Australian Surf Life Saving Titles, or Aussies, as the event was affectionately called, would be cancelled. I had participated in these titles since the age of 14. The pinnacle of the surf life saving season, the Aussies provides competitors with the opportunity to race against the best in the world and a shot at winning a coveted Australian gold medal. Having won 12 Australian gold medals over 16 years as a surf lifesaver, I had trained hard over the past 6 months to give myself every chance of winning another. Unfortunately, though, I would have to wait because the rumours were true. Not only were the Aussies cancelled, but soon the government enforced strict lockdowns that required us to stay at home unless we needed to go out for work in an essential industry, for medical purposes, to exercise, or to shop for food. As I negotiated this new world where toilet paper became a prized commodity, supermarkets were staffed by security guards to ensure people didn't buy more than one packet of pasta, and businesses such as cafes and restaurants were closing their doors, I found myself turning to the local library. In primary school, I had openly stated my desire to be a librarian, my love for books only overtaken by sport. By my late 20s, I'd gravitated to autobiographies as my genre of choice and took pride in my ability to learn about politics, horse racing, pop culture, and sport from the pages I enthusiastically turned. In April 2020, amid the COVID pandemic, I swiped 3 books through the checkout of Broadbeach Library. Shane Warne's autobiography was first, and the second was a read on the equine industry. The third was a black-covered biography titled Fearless, written by Joe Glickman. Its cover featured a woman holding 2 paddles, crossed in front of her like swords. The woman was Freya Hoffmeister, a German sea kayaker, who in 2009 had successfully circumnavigated Australia by paddle, becoming the fastest ever recorded to do so. From the first mention of crocodiles stalking Freya for 100 kilometres and sharks continuously bumping her ski, I was hooked. I couldn't believe I had never heard her story. Freya was the 4th person to achieve the feat, the first being Paul Caffin in 1989. Finishing the final page of Glickman's eloquently written book, I immediately had a thought. I wonder if